Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Sky Dancer, written by Jill Lewis and read by John Vos. Chapter 1. I'm a coward. There. I've said it now. I'm a coward. It's true. Dad never actually said it out loud, but it was always in his eyes. He would have known that I wouldn't go to his funeral, and that I'd sit in the car instead, slumped so low nobody could see me. He would have known that I wouldn't want to be the one to scatter his ashes too. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to even think about it. I want to stay here at home until it's all over. But Mum and Ryan say I have to scatter his ashes. I have to say goodbye. They say I'll regret it if I don't. I even looked up cremation on the internet to see what human ashes look like. You find some weird stuff on the internet. In 1907, Dr. Duncan MacDougall carried out an experiment to prove that the human soul has weight. He discovered that the average human soul weighs 21 grams. Turns out it was a rubbish experiment, and he only recorded the results he wanted to find. Still, it makes you think, doesn't it? Dad's ashes weigh 3 kilograms, as much as 3 bags of sugar, and that's a lot by human standards. At least, that's what Mr. Arkwright, the funeral director, said. But it doesn't seem much, not compared to the size Dad was in life. Mr. Arkwright said the ashes are just our bones, mainly. The rest, the soft bits, the muscle and fat and all our insides, burn and turn into steam and smoke. Just the bones left, burnt and crushed into ashes. Sometimes there are tooth fillings, bits of jewellery and artificial hips and stuff, but Dad didn't have any of those. Still, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What makes us... us? What is the soul, anyway? Is it something flapping angels hand out when we enter this earth, or just electricity in our head that flicks out like a light bulb when we die? I stare at the back of Ryan, striding ahead of me, the stretched canvas of his gamekeeper's bag outlining the pine casket, holding Dad's ashes.